A blind couple who have been married for over 50 years have been awarded a joint honorary degree for services to people with sight loss.
Fred and Etta Reed were given the accolade from the University of Warwick in recognition for helping to establish the Kenilworth Reading Service in 1970.
The couple spoke to us about their successful careers in physiotherapy and lecturing, bringing up three children, and their reaction to winning the degree.
Well, I'm Fred Reed. I've been a blind activist since I went blind almost the age of 14. I almost started at 14. I probably started more like 20, but I've been a blind activist all that time. I'm now 80, and I worked as a university lecturer for 31 years. And this is my wife, Henrietta.
I was a fully sighted child and got involved in an accident. I got my face very badly burned. So I missed quite a lot of schooling.
Well, we met at the blind school. Etta had been there after her accident. She went there at the age of 7, and I went blind at 14 when I had detached retina. I'd been already in a sighted secondary school for a couple of years by that time, so they sent me off to our blind school. And in my first class, which was Latin, I'm sitting beside this very attractive young lady, and I'm thinking, oh, she's not bad. I do know now what she was thinking. She wouldn't think anything about me. But I'd started pursuing her, and I didn't get anywhere for a long time. She gave me the brush off several times, but gradually we established a relationship, much against the authorities' desires at the time, but we formed a relationship, we bonded there, and then Etta went off to London to do physiotherapy, and I stayed in Edinburgh to go to Edinburgh University when I graduated and went to Oxford to do my PhD. We got married and lived in Oxford for the first 2 years.
So luckily I managed to get my first job at the Churchill Hospital in Oxford, which was brilliant. So we very much enjoyed Oxford and everybody was very good to us. Quite a lot of people did physiotherapy, whether they were totally blind or partially sighted, and all the books that we needed were in Braille.
I gathered a lot of people around me, mainly students, to read to me in Oxford. Then we moved to London, and again had to start again and gather a group of readers. Again, the NIB was very helpful there. And we lived in North London at Edgware, and a lot of these volunteers came from the North London synagogues. And then I came to Warwick, and we settled down here in Kenilworth, and again had to start again. And that always struck me as, you know, something that was just too much. It shouldn't be as difficult as that. I was very aware that there was lots of other blind people who, you know, were just getting no help at all. You know, we knew a lady here in Kenilworth, an elderly blind lady, and she actually had to ask the butcher to read her mail to her because she couldn't get it. Her letters would lie on the table for days, you know, not being read. So, as it happened, one day my doorbell rang and I went to the door and this man said, "My name's Ted Herbert. I'm the head of careers advice at Coventry City Council," he said, "and I've got a young unemployed lad who really needs to do some voluntary activity as a bridge into employment. And I was wondering if he could read for you." And I said, "Well, Ted, there's lots of other blind people around here who never get anybody to read to them. And it would be wonderful if somebody would organise a reader service for them where, you know, they could just ring up and ask for a reader." So we sat and talked about it for a while and we developed a model of how it might work. And off he went, and within weeks he was back and he said, "Right, I've got it set up. We'll get it going." And that was the start of the Kenilworth Reader Service.
But we had the children and the first little books. They were not in Braille at all. And I thought, well, now that we've started this reader service, I got them to come in and read what was on each page and I would put some Braille at the top, not word for word actually, because obviously I really knew the stories, you know, Goldilocks and all that kind of stuff. And that was really good. And I tried to remember the proper words that were on the page, you know, for the sake of the children. So we went on with that system for quite a long time. So it's just marvellous that somebody else goes in there and does just that. Whatever you want done, they'll read it.
Well, this summer, the University of Warwick decided to award honorary degrees in a different category to people who had been of service to the community. We didn't know anything about it. We were totally gobsmacked when she came in and said, "University would like to award you a joint honorary degree." We turned up in our gowns and our caps, and we're presented, and I made a little speech, and Etta made a little speech of thanks.
We were allowed to invite six people from our family, and they were there for the graduation and for a wonderful lunch, you know, a full three-course lunch.
I mean, I never thought that. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would ever get an honorary degree from my own university. The respect and recognition by your peers is just worth, you know, everything. It's just wonderful, and I feel very humble and very
I agree with you there.
Yeah.